Translation. Those who are anxious to awaken their spiritual consciousness, who are unflinching in purpose, and who are not eager, strictly attain the desired goal.
Chirādeva sarvātha siddhatesham abhuktaḥ sadharmasya avabodhāya jeshām nibbandhini mati. So, here the most important word is sadharma. Dharma. In the English dictionary, dharma is described as a kind of faith. But here it is said sadharma. Sadharma, sat means which exists, which never diminishes. In the Vedic knowledge, to get information, asato ma sadgama, don't remain in the non-existential platform. Sadgama, go to the platform of eternal life. That we can understand what is sat and what is asat. Sat-chit-ananda. Sat-chit-ananda. He described Krishna, Ishvara Paramakrishna, Sat-chit-ananda vigraha. So that is sat. Sat means eternal. And so according to reference to sat and asat, there are two kinds of dharma. Several places in my books I described dharma means occupational duty. Occupational duty. So if we are on the platform of asat dharma, they apply on the conception of this body. This is asat dharma. Everyone knows that the body does not exist. Therefore, it is asat. So, any dharma or any occupational duty with reference to this non-permanent body, that is asadhara. Asadhara. Whatever our occupational duties are now going on in this big city of New York, what is their occupational duty? This is duty. Everyone is going to the office early in the morning. Therefore, everyone has got duty. But that duty asadharma. Body not exist. Therefore, anything done on account of the body, that is asadharma. That is not real dharma. Real dharma is when you come to the platform of sat. That sat we have to understand what is sat and what is asat. Asat, non-permanent, everyone will know that his body is non-permanent. And sat, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, you have to learn it. Nahanati Hannamani Sarire. The body is also, it will be destroyed. But the soul, which will never be destroyed. Nahanati Hannamani Sarire. Nitta Sasapayam Nahanati Nagayati Namriyati Ba Kadachi. That soul is never born, never dies, kadachit, at any time. Not that sometimes it dies and sometimes. No. Any time, kadachit. So, the sadharma means the occupation and duty of the soul. That is sadharma. And accept that duty, whatever you are doing, that is asadha. It will not stay. Now I have got this body, Indian body, or Christian body, or American body. But this, everything, this conception of Christianity, or Indian nationality, or Americanness, everything will finish with this body. Everything will finish. Therefore, all our engagement in this connection, they are all asadha. It is very difficult. We are all engaged in occupational duties, all asadha. But the basic intention is asatoma. Sadhama. Don't remain in this asat platform. Come to the sat platform. And the same thing is described as sadhama samudavam. So the human life begins when we can distinguish between sat and asat. If we remain in darkness, without understanding what is sat and asat, then we are no better than dogs and cats. So the modern civilization, not only now it is very big problem, people are very much attached to asat dharma. They are not, because they are so dull-headed, they cannot understand what is sat and what is asat. They cannot understand. That is, the brain requires to be clarified. The two words are used in the sastra. Alpa medhasa and sumedhasa. Medha means brain service. So, those who have got brain samaskar, they are called sumedha. And those who have no brain samaskar, filled up with powder, they are called alpamans. So this distinction I made in Chicago, it made a very great agitation. Because I discriminated that men are found to have more brain substance than the women. So, that was a great agitation. But it is fact, psychologically, that brain substance in man is greater than the brain substance in woman. In the Bhagavad Gita also, Kriya Vaishastha Sudra. But in spiritual understanding, there is no such discrimination. Because sadharma, spiritual understanding, has nothing to do with this body. The brain substance, more or less, is in connection with this body. But the sat, the spirit soul, it has nothing to do with the body. So long it has to do something with the body, that is called maya. He is sat, but he absorbed in the thought of asur, there is karma. What he is known. He is absorbed in thoughts of the bodily comforts of life, that is asur dharma. The karma karmi gyani, yogi, there are asur dharmi. Because there is reference with the board. Karni, in gross ignorance, he knows that everything is his body. So let me enjoy bodily comfort, sense enjoyment, as far as possible. Not only in this life, next, even if he believes in the next life, but still his affairs is bodily comfort. I shall be promoted in the higher practice system, I shall go to the moon planet, I shall go to the Mars planet, and so on. These are Kurmi's plan. Anything within this material world, that is all asat. So the Kurmis are too much attached with the asat dharma, total, 10%. And the Jnanis, they are little intelligent. That Jnani means I have tried so much to be happy with the body comfort, but it has not become possible. Then he tries to understand whether I am this body or something else. That is Vedasindhasa. Aham Brahmasmi. When he is actually liberated, he understands that I am not body. So he tries to get rid of his bodily conception of life, but because he has no information of the ultimate goal of life, he thinks that if I merge with the Supreme, then my life is successful. But that is also asat dharma. Because this impersonal understanding will not help him. Because he is person. Every one of us, we are person. We cannot stay on this impersonal platform. That is not possible. Artificially, if we try to stay on the impersonal platform, it will not stay. Then we shall fall down again. Just as these moon experts of the Mars, they do not get actually shelter there. Therefore, they fall down again, come here, with some stone and sand, they satisfy. Because they did not get any shelter. They fall down. Shastra therefore permits or gives warning. Arujya krichena parama padama sata patanti adha. Same example. With great endeavor, with much expenditure, you may go 18,000 miles per hour, but unless you get shelter, you will again come back to this. In America, in Asia. They try. But they could not get shelter. Similarly, one may understand that he is pretty sore and he may try his best to merge into the spiritual effulgence, Brahma, remaining in Brahma. But because he is person, this impersonalism condition will not be helpful to him. And because he has no personal view of the Supreme Spirit, he cannot surrender to Krishna. Naturally, he again comes back to this material world and surrenders to the material subject matter. Sometimes he is engaged in philanthropic work or altruistic work. He thought this is the best service. Instead of serving myself, Let me serve the whole humanity, whole community, whole nation, and so on, so on. But they are all asatva. They are not sattva. So when one is actually in sattva-dharma, or is hankering after sattva-dharma, then Krishna helps him. Krishna helps him. That we get information from Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. So Krishna gives him opportunity. Buddhi yogam dada. Tesame manu kampatam aham avjnanam tama nasyami atma bhavastha. Jnana divyena bhavastha. Krishna gives him the allowance. Therefore, Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti rata be. So he becomes more and more inquisitive to understand what is sadhana. The sadhana sarvola. If one is actually serious, nidbandhini-pati. Nidbandhini means with firm conviction. That in this life, I shall be fully with the concept. I shall understand fully Krishna in this way, if you have got firm determination. Then Krishna will help. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Siddhati Isama Bhushita. If one is actually eager to understand his position and his goal of life, then Krishna is he requires determination. That is what. Lolnavayakamullam. Lolnav. To advance in spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness, the value is only strong eagerness. Lolnav. I must finish this business in this life to understand Krishna. There are many sattvic references. Buddhi yogam dadamitam jina mamo bhujanti te. Simply, we should be very seriously eager. Then, very soon, atirave siddhati abhishita immediately. If not immediately, we should patiently. Simply, we should be very, very eager. Tattva laulam ekamulla. Laulam means very greediness, or we can say, how I shall approach Krishna? This greediness requires. Not greediness for sense gratification. Then we shall be implicated more and more. The greediness is very good. Tam Krishna Parmatmane. Strong desire, that is called lust. The fire. But this strong desire, just like gopis. The gopis, they were village girls. They had no understanding of what is God, what is Krishna. But they become very much lusty for Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended that the Ramakasi Upasana Vijabhu Bhargavita Kulpita. There is no better type of worship than what was conceived by the Guru. The strong desire. How we shall get Krishna? That was their day and night thought. Somebody is thinking somewhere. Since central point was Krishna. I have already explained that Krishna was going to the pasture in Gaya, and the gopis at home, they were thinking that Krishna's throat is so soft and so delicate, and that we dare not to take his feet on our breast, but he is now walking in the fields, pasturing ground, naked without any the stones pricking, how much he is feeling pain. thinking, they should be confident. This is Sutama. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended Lamma Kasi Upasana. These gopis, they are not supposed to be educated, village girls who is doing their education. They are not PhDs, but still strong desire for Krishna. And that is called Jesha Nibbandhini Mati. Nibbandhini, strong desire. He doesn't require any other prize to become advanced, simply to become very strongly eager, lulam, then life is successful. Thank you.